I think it was extremely difficult to be an unbeliever in the 16th century. It required such a huge effort of imagination that I doubt that the very humble, the uneducated, would conceive for one moment that there was not a God. And I think if you're looking at a church service either before or after the Reformation, you'd find every level of society there.
Today's voices of the powerless are those of ordinary churchgoers as the waves of religious turbulence swept across England during the Reformation. Henry VIII began the theological crisis by splitting with Rome, and in turn his children, Edward, Mary and Elizabeth, ruled over a country in turmoil as Reformation met with Counter-Reformation. Professor Dermot McCulloch from St Cross College, Oxford, has studied the religious lives of those who inhabited Essex and Suffolk during the Tudor and Stuart reign. Today we're in Chelmsford Cathedral. It's a weekday, a few tourists are wandering round, there are music stands set up for a concert. 500 years ago, this was the recently built St Mary's Church, just one of the many hundreds of churches in this region attended by the Catholic faithful.
If you walked into it on a Sunday morning in 1500, you'd expect to see it packed. There would be crowds of people wandering around, the posher ones would have seats, but most people would be standing, staring at a mass. Or possibly, if they had a little education, they'd have a little book in their hand.